You're listening to SBS News.
A familiar tune preceding a now familiar job. The Socceroos playing highly ranked opposition on the world stage. Needing a better performance against Denmark after losing honourably against France, the only thing the early minutes on the world stage seemed to bring the Socceroos this time was stage fright. A turnover in their own half set up Danish star Christian Eriksen to show his class, and he did, scoring with a top-class strike in just the seventh minute. But Australia improved a little as the first half went on, and then benefited from a crucial stroke of luck. The video assistant referee, the Socceroos' nemesis against France, turned from foe to friend. It stopped play and awarded a penalty to Australia, deeming Yusuf Poulsen to have handballed Matt Leckie's headed shot in the penalty area. It was a slightly harsh call, but one the Socceroos took gladly, with Australian captain Milay Jedinak, just as he did against France, making no mistake with the penalty shot and levelling the game at one each 7 minutes before half-time. The second half saw Australia control most of the game, with attacking midfielder Tom Rogic playing much better, complementing the work of players like the dynamic Matt Leckie, easily Australia's best in this game, and the hard-working Aziz Bajic. However, that control didn't result in a second goal, and one all the score remained to the end of the game. Socceroos coach Bert van Marwijk considers his side unlucky not to have won. He even claimed they played so well for most of the match after their initial woes, the Danes were scared.
After 15-20 minutes, they saw the solution, and you see, from that moment we controlled the game. They were afraid of us. And especially in the second half, we were not lucky or so. Normally you score at least one goal extra.
Adding energy to Australia's attack in the second half was the tournament's youngest player, 19-year-old Daniel Arzani, ensuring calls for him to start Australia's next match will only get louder. Arzani was pleased with his performance, but mindful of the overall scene.
I'm buzzing, you know, I'm really happy. But I felt like I fell short a little bit because I wanted to come on and maybe assist a goal or help create a goal or, you know, just for the team to score, really.
Whilst the decision to bring on Arzani is being hailed, coach Von Marwijk's other two substitutions were controversial. He took off Rogic late in proceedings, and when Andrew Nabu hurt his shoulder, he replaced him, not with star striker Tim Cahill, but Tommy Juric. The Danes have given their performance mixed reviews. Christian Eriksen says they were better in possession against Australia than they were in their tournament opening win against Peru, but gave the Socceroos credit for being able to stop them.
Yeah, I think we were better playing with the ball than against Peru. But again, I think we can be even better. And I think, of course, we'll analyse it and speak about it. We didn't create enough chances to really be dangerous, but Australia was a good side.
Goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel was somewhat less complimentary of his team, the conditions and the refereeing.
Not pleased. I felt it was a tough game, very difficult game. Terrible pitch, very dry pitch. I felt the margins and the decisions didn't go with us today.
So, where to from here? Put simply, Australia must win its final group stage match against Peru and hope France wins its final group stage game against Denmark. Both those games are late Tuesday night. That would put Australia and Denmark level on 4 points each, and Australia must then hope to have a better goal difference, that is, goals scored minus goals conceded, than Denmark. If the goal differences are the same, whichever side has scored the most goals goes through. If both sides have scored the same number of goals, then whichever side has the better disciplinary record in the tournament goes through. And if that is level, it comes down to a random draw. But Von Marwijk says he isn't worried about anything but the match against the now eliminated Peruvians.
You know, for me it's only important that we have to win and to beat Peru. When we will have a chance, we have to beat them. And the rest, I have no influence of the rest. So I don't think about those things.
Defender Josh Risden is confident Australia will hold up its end of the bargain and do it without altering the course they're on.
We'll just focus on winning the game. Obviously, all the other results aside. But we're fully confident we can get the result against Peru if we keep playing the way we're playing. So we'll rest up and then we'll focus on that game.
France is through to the round of 16 and Peru eliminated by virtue of France's 1-0 win over Peru in Yekaterinburg. 19-year-old Kylian Mbappe scored the game's only goal, becoming the youngest man to score for France in a major tournament. But, thankfully for the Socceroos, France still has something to play for in their final group stage match against Denmark. A draw or a win in that match will ensure France finishes in first place in Group C. In Group D, favourite Argentina is in peril. The Argentinians have been thrashed 3-0 by Croatia, leaving them with just 1 point from two games, and the Croatians booking their spot in the knockout stages in style. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.